Are you living your life like a crab in a bucket, or do you have a crab mentality? Hello, it's Neil Ball, your personal development and internet marketing coach from www.workwithneilball.com. I'm going to talk about why some people live their lives like crabs in a bucket, or they have a crab mentality. Before I get started, first of all, I'd like to thank you for watching this video and sharing it and commenting and subscribing as well. And also, thanks for tweeting it on Twitter and sharing it on Facebook. At the end of this video, I'm going to provide you with some extra information that you'll find useful. So where has the term crabs in a bucket or crab mentality come from? Before I talk about the full implications of crabs in a bucket or crab mentality for humans, I'll first explain where the term has come from. The crabs in a bucket or crab mentality theory or metaphor is based on the way that crabs act. If there are several crabs in a bucket or pot, we all know what a crab looks like with their hard shell and eight legs, depending on whether you include their pincer legs in your count. They use their legs to move around and have pincers on them to grab things. Crabs are social creatures that move around on the beaches in biomasses. If you put one crab in a bucket, it'll instinctively climb out and set itself free. However, if you put a bunch of crabs into a bucket, and watch them, you'll see that they'll crawl on top of each other in an attempt to get out of the bucket to escape to freedom. The crabs will use their little pincer legs to attempt to crawl to freedom up the side of the bucket, but you don't need to worry about any of them escaping. Individually, any of the crabs could easily escape. Collectively, they could help each other to escape. However, if one of the crabs actually tries to escape to freedom, and successfully claws its way up to the top with its front legs positioned on the edge of the bucket, ready to propel itself over the side to freedom, then its crab friends will reach up, grab its legs, and pull it back down into the bucket or the pot. Sometimes the other crabs seem almost malicious, waiting until one of the crab friends has almost escaped before grabbing its legs and yanking it back into the pot. The actions of the crabs in the bucket or the pot could ultimately result in the collective demise of all of the crabs. Because of their lack of thinking and their own decisions, all of the unfortunate crabs are lost forever in a spinning vortex called the crab bucket of life. This really does happen with crabs. It's amazing, isn't it? You've got to see it to believe it. But obviously, the crabs don't really have the ability to think about the implications of their own collective actions. But it doesn't make much sense, does it? Obviously, human beings, as higher functioning beings, have the ability to think about their own action. Humans would never act like that. We would never pull down the people around us like crabs in a bucket do. We would encourage each other to escape, and we would congratulate everyone who managed to escape. We would learn from it, and we would then climb up the side of the bucket, one after another. We would never act in the same way as the crabs do, would we? How does the crabs in a bucket or crab mentality apply to people? Are you caught in your own crab bucket of life? Crabs in a bucket is also referred to as crab mentality and is a phrase that is ascribed to a certain way of thinking where if I can't have it, then neither can you. When the analogy of crab mentality or crabs in a bucket is directed at people and their behaviour, it refers to a way that members of a group such as a family or friends or work colleagues will try to pull down each other by negating or reducing the importance of any member who aspires or manages to achieve success beyond the others due to jealousy, conspiracy, or competitive feelings. For humans, crab mentality is a metaphor for the human response to self-improvement in others, and it's a selfish, unthinking, non-constructive and short-sighted behaviour that drags people down. It works on the principle of, if I can't have it, then neither can you. This false thinking refers to family, friends and co-workers who pull each other down and sabotage each other's lives by suppressing them with guilt and denigrating them to try to stop them from changing, instead of allowing them to move forward and improve their lives and pursue their dreams. This happens all the time in many people's lives, but often they aren't aware of it. The effect of this is that it affects you emotionally and spiritually, and you end up digging yourself into a social rut. A better approach for all members of the group would be a unified, long-term, constructive mentality, seeing opportunity for personal growth, wouldn't it? I'm now going to look at the attitude of people. This crab mentality way of thinking reflects the famous saying that says, we all like to see our friends get ahead, but not too far ahead. Different people that you associate with in your crab bucket of life may have very real and different reasons of why they share their thoughts and issues with you. Some of them may actually want advice on how to grow from their troubles and to eliminate the drama that the situation is causing, while other people just thrive on the drama that it's causing and they want to drag everyone else into it with them, or they want to play the victim and make others feel sorry for them to make them feel better and drag everyone down into their negativity. The people who thrive on the drama also seem to have repeated dramas in their lives which they constantly jump into over and over. All of the crabs in the bucket are like enablers, which is a term used by therapists where friends persist in destructive behaviour by providing them with excuses or by helping them to avoid the consequences of such behaviour. Similarly, those same people, when they hear your problems, they indulge themselves selfishly and feed off the drama, but they don't encourage you to grow and improve your life. When you figure it out and you choose a group of friends who are positive, your life will become lighter and it will save you energy that you can then channel into improving your life whilst being supported and encouraged by your new group of friends. As well as that, they'll feed off your positive energy and your supporting attitude. When you make this powerful decision, you'll feel happier with the people who you share your bucket with and you'll move closer to the success that you strive for in your life. Once you recognise the crab mentality in yourself, it's possible to find ways of counteracting it, which is an excellent idea. When it comes to recognising it in other people, then it's something that is unlikely you can change in them. To be accused of acting like crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality is a poor reflection of someone's personality. In our own crab bucket of life, usually the people that are trying to keep us down are not even aware that they're doing it. Often, when these people see others in the group, or friends, or relatives, or work colleagues advancing themselves, they subconsciously reach out to hold them back. The crab mentality means that they're unwilling to allow someone else to get out of a situation or to get ahead. The people who attempt to get out of a bad life situation often discover their progress is hindered by friends and family members who continuously keep sucking them back in. Their behaviour is usually unconscious and arises from their feelings of fear and jealousy. The fear comes from them not feeling good enough about themselves, and they feel that they don't measure up. By them keeping another person down, it helps them feel a lot better about their own position in life. As well as this, they're also jealous because they want the success for themselves. So what is the cause of having a crabs in a bucket or crab mentality? It's born out of a world or a society that does not encourage us to think that we live in a world of abundance and limitless potential. We're all brought up to believe that we live in a state of lacking, and also that another person's success diminishes our own. We measure the success that we have individually by comparing ourselves with others. This is the reason for the crab mentality or crabs in a bucket theory. What a worrying thought. What is the effect of crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality? The people who we have in our lives reflect who we are. During different phases of our lives, as we grow as individuals, we associate with different types of people who grow with us, fade away, or hold us back. Crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality relates very much to the law of association, where people will associate with people who are similar to themselves in terms of income and lifestyle. I've done a video on the law of association where you can find out more about it. I'll explain it quickly here. According to the law of association, the people who you spend the time with in your life will have a huge impact on your life, either in a positive way or a negative way. This is because, first of all, we tend to attract qualities in other people that are like ourselves. Secondly, over a course of time, we become increasingly like those that we associate with. The third part is that there is a compounding effect when you combine these two effects. So the combining of the two effects creates a cycle that refines and reinforces itself and creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Everyone that you associate with affects you. They'll influence the way that you dress. They'll influence the way that you speak. They'll influence your lifestyle. They'll influence what you believe. They'll influence the way that you think. They'll influence the decisions that you make. They'll influence the actions that you take. And they'll influence the success that you get in your life. If your six closest friends are criminals, the chances are that you'll also be a criminal. If your six closest friends are broke, then the chances are you'll also be broke. If your six closest friends are wealthy, then the chances are that you'll also be wealthy. This is not always going to be the case, but it has been shown to be the case for many people. The law of association says that your income will normally be the average of the six closest people that you're closest to and you regularly associate with and spend the most time with. So think about the six people that you associate with and ask yourself, what is their average income? And then compare it with your own income. You'll probably find that your income is within 5% of the average of the six people that you spend the most time with. Furthermore, the chances are that the quality of your life is the same as the average of the five or six people that you spend the most time with. Negativity is contagious according to the law of association. When you're with people that don't believe in you, they'll either give you no feedback or low quality responses or feedback, or worse still, negative feedback because they don't understand or believe in you and your ability to succeed. Unfortunately, these people usually don't understand what you're doing and they won't change their behaviour. There is a saying that says that pigs don't know that pigs stink. Also, if you are the smartest person compared to your closest associates, it doesn't create a competitive environment to motivate you to do better. Crabs in a bucket or having crab mentality stifles competition and encourages mediocrity. Why is mediocrity king for many people? Why is achievement suspect? More terrifyingly still, why does the quest for mediocrity trickle down to so many people in a never-ending cycle? This is so ingrained in some demographics of people that they don't even know that they do it. It's like the saying goes, pigs don't know that pigs stink. This makes things even more difficult for all of us. The crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality can strike at all levels of life. For example, often some groups of school kids actually think it's cool to fail at school. And if you want to be accepted in their group, the failure is a requirement to fit in. And the extent of it is that it's almost a badge of honour and it's cool to fail. Other school kids feel the need to hide their excellence and achievement if they achieve high grades for fear of being ridiculed by their peers for their achievement. In office environments, the crabs in a bucket or crab mentality can be just as demoralising as fellow workers snipe at each other in an attempt to bring each other down, instead of congratulating someone when they earn a promotion. It's also present in the workplace when someone has a job and they make a decision to better their life and try to leave for a better job or to become an entrepreneur. This is often met with a reaction from the people that they work with, where they try to discourage and persuade them so that they continue to work with their peers and they stay in the same bucket. This type of behaviour is just like an act of jealousy that's born out of selfishness. Some cultures and religions also apply crabs in a bucket or crab mentality to prevent female family members from educating themselves because they fear that she'll become detached from her family after being to college. Wouldn't it be so much better if everyone acted in a way where they encouraged people to strive to be better and they applauded people who managed to better themselves and make a better life? If everyone acted like this, then they would encourage and support others to make a better life and congratulate them when they did. If that same person then decided to make a better life for themselves, they would get the same support and encouragement from everyone around them. If someone is happy to be where they are in their life, then that's fine, because it's their choice, but no one should ever be discouraged from trying to improve their own life by other people. So how do you deal with the problem of crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality? If you surround yourself in life with negative people who are small-minded, then they will most probably be or become an impediment to your success. If you allow yourself to succumb to the peer pressure of a group of negative people who are losers, then you'll be destined to become a loser yourself and you'll only have yourself to blame. Don't blame the poison for being poisoned. They won't change. So you have to take back control of your life and live your life on purpose so that you can live to your potential. You have to stop hanging out with the crabs. To deal with the problem in your own crab bucket of life, you have to first recognize that you're being kept down in the crab bucket. You need to look at the people that you're associating with, your friends, your family, your work colleagues. Some of the people that are closest to you who claim to care for you and your future are often the largest and most active crabs. Unlike the crabs, you get to choose who you're in the crab bucket of life with. And ultimately, you have a choice of whether the crabs in a bucket or having a crab mentality is going to apply to you in your future by making a powerful decision on your future path and who you associate with. Once you identify the people who are trying to keep you down, the second step is to deal with it. According to the law of association, it's possible to improve your life by overcoming all the barriers that are put in your way and by associating with people who have the success that you want in your life. So to change your life, you have to make a choice about the people with whom you associate with, and then associate with like-minded people who have the success that you've set in your personal goals. By surrounding yourself with successful and positive people, they will lift you up and you'll lift them up and drive each other forward. By wanting the best for others, it attracts people who want the best for you. When you operate from a mindset of limitless possibilities, we no longer need to compete to be successful, and we can rejoice in the success of others. This is not always easy if the people that you currently associate with don't want to make the same choices and evolve. When they don't want to change with you, if you continue to associate with them, it'll make it less likely that you'll achieve your personal goals. When you try to create a better lifestyle and success for yourself, and all of your friends are losers, it's not easy to do. It's like being a drug addict and having friends who are all drug addicts and deciding you're going to quit, but you still continue to hang out with the same drug addict friends. In any recovery or self-improvement program, it always recommends that you should no longer spend time with the people that you used to associate with, because it's often those people who encourage you to do the thing that you're trying to stop. The truth is that the only way is to associate with winners to succeed, because winners make it. Winners and losers don't match up very well in life. A winner can handle about 2 minutes with a loser, and likewise a loser can manage about 2 minutes with a winner. The reason for this is that winners take away every reason for failing that exists. They make things happen and they don't make excuses. For the crab, they use their legs to escape and get ahead, yet they all end up getting dragged down by each other's legs. The human brain is the same, depending on who you spend time with. If you feel the crab's claws reaching for you, snapping pincers, then ascend. It's your birthright. Climb up that bucket and live in the drama-free world that you'll find on the outside. Surround yourself with people who have success and the lifestyle that you want, and educate yourself. There's plenty of room for everyone outside the bucket. It's crowded at the bottom, but there's plenty of room at the top. Living outside of the crab bucket is empowering, with the emotional freedom, positive energy, and it feels so good. It'll make it much more likely that you'll achieve the dreams and continue success on the beach of life. You need to make a decision in life that you want to succeed. If you don't make a decision to be successful, then you've made an automatic decision not to make it. You're either going to succeed in life or you fail. There is no in between. You're either going to make something happen or you're going to make nothing happen. So first, you need to make a decision to whether you're going to make something happen or you'll make nothing happen. No action equals failure. Getting out of your crab bucket will require you upgrading your thinking. You can't continue using the same thinking that's got you to where you are in life right now. If you don't change your thinking, then nothing will change. You don't know what you don't know. I have the information that you need to make this happen. To find out how I can provide you with the information that will help you change your mindset and also allow you to associate with the right people with the right mindset, go to www.workwithneilball.com/take action. And when you get there, enter your email address and I'll send you some free information. I really appreciate you watching this video. If you've got any value from this video, then please leave a comment, give me a thumbs up, tweet it on Twitter or share it on Facebook. Again, go to www.workwithneilball.com workwithneilball.com/take-action. And when you get there, take action by entering your email address. We'll talk soon.